This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The live Sunday night edition of What is Happening in Talk Radio today. That's right, we run 7 nights a week. Where else do you find that? I don't know. Only at Free Talk Live. But tonight, you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. Actually, Coast to Coast.
Oh, I love Coast to Coast.
Yeah, that's a great show. And they do, they at one point or another, they were doing a live show 7 nights a week. It wasn't with the same hosts. But then again, Free Talk Live isn't either.
Right, right. And you know, something else that Coast to Coast and Free Talk Live have in common, I've been a fan of Coast to Coast for years, was Art Bell used to not call screen. And we really don't call screen either. It's very minimal.
Yeah,
you know, it's very small. As to where with other guys, you call in, you're probably not going to get through, especially if you have something kind of controversial to say, especially or you disagree with them or something. But you can call in 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call line, and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't matter. It's amazing. And the amount of brains here that can handle whatever gets brought our way from our listeners. But anyway. but tonight, for right now, we are going to continue with a story that we started last Sunday, which was about reasons to not get married. Is that it, Mark?
Reasons for the declining marriage.
Decline of marriage.
I'm not going to suggest that people marry or not marry.
I'll do my best to not do that as well.
I think whatever's right for the person at the time, but I think that it's interesting that it is becoming less and less common, and there are some reasons, and I'm not sure this article actually gives them all, but number five here, women in the workforce.
So are we going back to front?
We're going
here?
Back to front, yeah. Okay. The way I think I should.
Through the back door. So
before 1970, more men than women acted as the breadwinners in marriage. As a consequence of that dynamic, some women may have used commitment as a tool for economic stability. What a surprise. We've heard that a lot, right?
So are they saying that in 1970 or in the 70s, after that point, more than 50% of women were, it flipped, there were more women suddenly?
I think it began to be a thing.
Okay.
So
it wasn't like
You know
this.
What I hear? I hear in some marriages, the woman makes more than the man.
that kind of thing. Right.
And I wouldn't say that we're even to a point today where in the marriage that the women tend to make more than men, but it's absolutely a possibility.
Sure. Marissa Meyer, there's a lot of female CEOs now. Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly very possible.
Well, I think if you ask some libertarians about this even, they would say this is a bad thing, that mothers are naturally supposed to be with the children, and it's emasculating to have a woman make more than a man, and it's bad for their marriage and so forth. And
those people should marry the woman that's right for them.
Yeah. Which is probably going to be someone who makes less than they do. Right?
They can go to Asia to find them.
Wow.
Well, I mean, isn't that what they tell us, Brian? Have you not heard this meme before?
Yeah, absolutely. It's
man,
true.
And if you want a real woman, a woman that'll listen to you and treat you like a real man, you go to one of those Asian countries.
No, this is a fact. I'm not naming any names, but I think there's a lot of expats who will leave the U.S.
There are some prominent people in the expat movement.
Yeah, who will leave the U.S. to get women because they can't get them here. And they want women of a certain ilk, and I think that's the issue, really.
They want women who like white guys. They want women who like them.
Yeah, and they want someone that will listen to, submissive to some degree. I mean, I don't know.
So the submissiveness thing kind of rubs me the wrong way, right?
That's a stereotype.
Yeah. But it's not, right, it's just a stereotype, and it's certainly not true. But some people do that, going and looking for that. But I think that some people go looking for a bride outside of the United States because they just think they can do better out there. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, let it be a global, if we're going to think of it as like a marketplace or whatever, let it be a global one.
Yeah, that's fine, but like,
look all over the world, find the best partner you can.
Sure, but to insult the women back home, you know, in that process by
as
like saying
something wrong with
them. It's like, well, I had to leave because all the women in the U.S. they're crazy. You know, I mean, and this is some rhetoric that comes out.
In general, when someone says everyone else is an a-hole or a jerk or everyone else is crazy.
Yeah, what's the common denominator?
Right. The common denominator is them.
There are things that I would say they're generally true about whatever, you know, maybe middle class women in the United States or whatever. And some of those things I agree with. Some of those things I think are great. And some of those things I'm like, you know, this isn't so hot. But whatever. I'm sure they think the same stuff about me.
I can't believe that, Mark. But let's see what our callers think, or maybe they want to talk about something completely different. We have Alan in Virginia. Alan, are you with us?
I am. Yeah.
What would you like to talk about, Alan?
I wanted to talk about no victim, no crime.
Okay.
And I was wondering what you guys feel about threatening. Is threatening a crime?
Yeah, I think threatening is an interesting one because what is a threat? You know, it's difficult to say. There's on one end, I'm going to kill you, right? Like there's a pretty obvious threat.
Right.
In 10 seconds, I'm going to bash you in your face, right? So that it kind of suggests an ultimatum, which is you should leave or I'm going to bash you in your face or whatever, because a person that's going to threaten by saying something should have already done whatever they were going to do if there wasn't some sort of ultimatum. So there's usually some kind of ultimatum, right? Like, I want you to do this or I will do that. And so in some cases, it's reasonable. Like, for instance, you're trespassing on somebody's property, and if you don't get out of here, I'm going to escalate some kind of violence against you. Okay, I suppose that's fine. But other times, there's just plain old threats. But some of the some things are threats to people that, like, for instance, if I drug my finger across my throat, you might assume that means that I'm going to slit your throat,
or maybe you just have an itch,
or you know, I want to drop the collar. That's actually the symbol I use to Stephanie that we're done here. It can mean a variety of things. If, for instance, a person on the road is playing chicken with you with their car, that's certainly a threatening thing. But they might have just had a stroke. So,
Alan, I'm wondering, what do you mean? What do you mean by, is it a crime? I mean, do you think that someone should be put in jail? Go ahead.
If I threaten you, if I say, like you said, Mark, I'm going to kill you. I don't know if you said that to the guy that you were convicted of killing, but if I say something like that and I don't do anything on it, then just because you feel threatened, why is that a crime? Because aren't you in control of your own feelings?
Right, and I think that this is a difficult situation. By the way, I didn't kill anybody. Yeah, that's the case. I was convicted. I could take it back to trial, but then I would be having to deal with whether or not. Is this David, by the way?
David Allen, yeah.
Okay, so it's David Allen. Okay, so you're going by Allen today? Where are you calling from this time?
I'm from Virginia today.
Today you're from Virginia? You just bebop around, you know, you're Denver, Miami, Wisconsin, Virginia.
I think it was Tampa. I don't think it was Miami. I think it was in Tampa.
All right. So anyway, yeah, like, but people perceive things as threats that are different. You never know what a person's going to perceive as a threat. So what's it mean when a person threatens? I think you have to proceed very carefully when calling that a crime.
I'm sure that the hotel clerk perceived it as a threat when you were holding him down when he was being strangled.
I never did such a thing.
Wow, I'm. What is Alan? If
really
I could ask, what is even the point of this call? Like, why goad this?
They're always talking about no victim, no crime, right? And I believe someone in Free Keene has a criminal threatening case going against someone else in Keene. And I wonder, you know, just because someone makes a threat, there's no actual victim. I mean, you guys think, at least from what I've heard from you guys.
Okay,
you know,
but what's the purpose in bringing this up with Mark? That's what I'm asking you.
Oh, that's just an example.
Well, I've never threatened any, you aren't mentioning an instance where I threatened somebody, and I really don't know what goes on with Free Keene.
None of the three of us are involved with
right.
Free Keene in any way,
I'm not a blogger,
really.
Free Keene, it's not my thing.
I would say that being held down while someone is strangling you is threatening you.
Yes, but David Allen, that when a person tells you, the only person that was there tells you that that didn't happen, you, like, you could go ahead and say, okay, thanks for the new information.
Well, you were convicted of it. But anyways...
Thanks for the call, David.
You're always right.
Yeah. The trolls keep coming. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/airhandler or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition of the show. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, even if you want to troll. 855-450-3733. Tonight you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
You know, sometimes people might regret using up their one call per night in the first segment of the show. You know, what if we talk about something really interesting or exciting later on during the show and then they can't call in?
Yeah, I know, what a shame. But then again, we do run 7 nights a week, and so you can always call in the next day and then get different perspectives. That's one of the I work for Free Talk Live, but one of my favorite things about it, if I don't say so myself, is the variety of opinions that exist on the show. Mark,
we do our best, and you can always call in and add a new opinion.
That's right.
If you disagree with ours. Blockchain.info is a great place to go get a free online wallet. Now, a wallet is basically an account for Bitcoins. And you've got to have one if you're going to possess Bitcoins. So you can have several. I do. But this is the place to do it, is blockchain.info. It's the best online wallet. You can use it in your smartphone or your laptop or your desktop, wherever you want to. And now they've got a merchant app, so that this is a sort of a limited access wallet where you don't want your employees being able to send and receive your Bitcoins. You just want them to be able to receive them. And you could do that with the wallet at blockchain.com. Now, this is, you go there, you download the app for a smartphone or a tablet. You can use it right in your bricks and mortar store. Makes it easy for you. That's at blockchain.com. All the rest of you, head on over to blockchain.info.
Absolutely. All great apps, all free, all a big part of the future of commerce, future of the economy, quite frankly. Let's go ahead and go right to the phones, and we have Jimmy in Arizona. Jimmy, are you with us?
Hey, how y'all doing? Mark, Ryan, Stephanie, Jimmy, and Joseph. Hey, man, I'm gonna keep calling and messing with y'all. I like y'all.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Hey, man, I just want to give a shout out to Jesus right now.
Wait a minute. Jesus needs the radio?
No, Jesus, the guy that works at the car wash.
Jesus. No, I'm sorry.
He's the Mexican dude from Puerto Rico. He's a great guy. He gives me a discount on the car wash. He's wonderful. Anyway.
He gives that same discount to everybody.
Well, that's how he saves them.
Jesus saves 10% on your car wash.
Y'all know I'm buddies with Whit. I mean, we're good friends. He is a wonderful dude, and, you know, sometimes I think y'all don't disagree or y'all don't agree on everything. But I was sitting down with my girlfriend Milford, and we were watching Maximum Overdrive, and Whit gives me a call. So I'm like, all right, hey, Whit, how's it going, you know? And he's like, hey, man, we got to talk, and I told him about the car wash I was going to. Jesus worked there. They told me Jesus was a Jew. I was like, man, I don't know. So I went there, and I asked Jesus. I said, hey, man, are you a Jew? And he just gave me a weird look. So I think Whit has a problem with lying to people, and I don't know if y'all have noticed that, but...
I couldn't say.
I just want to say, well, now Brian's also a Jew, right?
This is true. Yeah.
I believe that all three people on the show could be called Jews if you felt like it.
Yes.
Does Stephanie know that?
Do I know that Brian's a Jew?
Yes.
Well, do you know that he could be Jesus?
Well,
he could be the Messiah.
I am 33.
Yeah, sometimes he thinks he is. But yes, I'm aware.
Okay, I just want to make sure. But
Jimmy, thank you very much for the call. James is very lucky to have you as a friend.
I don't know what to say about
I don't either.
He's called in a couple times over this week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Hopefully Milford's doing just fine. Was it Milford or what? Anyway.
That's it.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones again. to Mike in Iowa. Mike, are you with us?
Hey. First time listener, second time caller, guys.
That's a good twist.
First time listener, second time caller.
Yeah, look, okay. I always like that. The long time caller, first time listener. That's a great. Go ahead.
I've been waiting a long time to say that one. Anyway, what I was talking about was everybody's going to these tech jobs now for younger students. I've always looked at the seniors list of where they want to go, and mainly it's been a lot of tech jobs, business, nursing. Whatever happened to the drive for the labor force? I mean, I'm a 30-year-old farmer, and I'm one of five guys within at least 50 miles, probably, who are about my age who are actually farming ground now.
But do you, are you looking for labor, though?
No, that's the thing. We're not looking for labor, but what about these guys? Mainly what it is that you got an older farmer who's going to retire. He's not going to, he doesn't have anybody who's an heir to the assets, so to speak, and he's not going to give it to some kid that's fresh out of college to run his land or his equipment.
Sure,
so
right.
It's auctioned off, and you can't buy a brand new farm nowadays. It costs millions of dollars.
It can be difficult.
No.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I'm actually glad you called about this. I did bring in a story tonight to talk about this very subject, because these tech jobs, I think, are going to fall apart. They're going to crumble. This the rate at which these tech jobs are growing and the attitude that's had in Silicon Valley and all these areas is so pompous. It's a weight that's going to fall on itself. And so I think... go ahead.
Well, I hang out with a bunch of guys I just met from hopping bars stuff a little bit near large college town. A lot of these guys, they went, tried for these jobs, and then they failed, but they have no labor skill to back them up. If I was to lose my farm, I can go in as a welder, mechanic, you name it, I can do it. And these guys, they have, okay, hey, all I know is computers, but you need a degree to do it. And they can't do anything besides split burgers.
Right.
I just don't understand, because now they're trying to get away from labor courses in actual high school.
Let me ask you this. There probably is somebody listening who thinks, I would like to be a farmer. I don't know how to do it. And the difficulty is that farmers currently, how many acres do you farm?
Close to 2,000, corn and soybeans.
Right. You farm 2,000 acres by yourself because you've got so much...
Yeah, I got a family farm, but it will be eventually by myself, yes.
Right, you've got equipment that that tractor does everything. It's expensive, but it does everything, and it's a lot easier to manage. It doesn't take the days off the way that employees do and all that stuff. And this is the difficulty is that, you know, somebody doesn't graduate from farm hand to farm owner these days because there's so little for a farm team. Farm team's funny. there isn't much for a farm team out there for farmers.
Yeah, well, a lot of it is, too, is that a lot of people realize, they think, okay, corporate farmers, big corporate farms. No, 90% of farms are actually owned by small families of less than, like 15 in their family, maybe, is at, like, the max. But I work with a family of, there's about four of us working on this farm. I mean, these family farms, when they got nobody else to go, they're not just going to throw it to some kid that they don't know or anybody that they don't know who's going to take over.
I'm going to hold you over. I want to ask you a question when we come back.
Yeah, hold the phone, Mike. We'll bring you right back. Your thoughts on this, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in to the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. That is 855-450-3733. We're going to get back to Mike here in a second, who is talking about a lack of workers, really, for you know, kind of hard labor jobs or things of that nature, no, not the tech industry.
He's talking about farmers themselves.
Farmers themselves.
Farm
okay.
owners.
Sure, yeah. Sure. So tonight it is Brian with you, of course.
And Stephanie.
And Mark. You could go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's coming up in, June 22nd through the 29th, so it's about 5 weeks away.
So exciting.
Yeah, it always is a lot of fun. There's vendors and dance parties and karaoke, lots and lots and lots of speakers. It's over the course of a week. There's tons of family events. It's really, truly something for everyone at Porkfest. Many people call it a life-changing experience. It's not just a camping event. You'll get a glimpse of what it's like to be here in the Free State, living in a sort of voluntarist community that sets up for a week up in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
It's beautiful.
Yep. You can still get a campsite there. They have campsites, what they call RV sites, which really is just means that they can park an RV there. I guess there's not that many trees on the RV site. So anyway, they are going fast though. Porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C. That's in Porcupine. Porcupine Freedom Fest. Porkfest.com.
And actually, Porkfest kind of unofficially kicks off with the three of us doing the Sunday night show there. So you can catch that if you enjoy this show. But let's go back to Mike in Iowa. And Mark, you said you had a question for Mike.
Yeah, Mike. So I sort of wanted to know. What you're saying here is that, that you want to see more young men, or young people starting their own farms to be, you know, sort of citizen farmers, people that are able to, supply food that, you know, folks want and that kind of thing. And that you don't see very many people getting into that. Whereas, juxtaposed to the tech industry where people are going in and not getting jobs.
In droves.
So, how does somebody get into doing this?
A lot of what I see now is hobby farming. People are getting to do smaller agricultural jobs, but
kind of like backyard homesteading.
Maybe a few acres or a few head of every sort of animal known to man.
Right.
But what I'm concerned about is this commercial farming that we do, where you got thousands of acres. In order to get into that type of job, there are a few programs set up by the government, which I would not trust at all, because of anything going wrong.
Right, and I also wouldn't trust doing it myself. This isn't the kind of thing that I would... On that scale, a mistake can cost you tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. I would want somebody who knew what they were... I would want a course. You know, I want to work as an understudy for an older farmer for 5 or 10 years before I did this on my own.
Yeah, they need to have like more of a partnership program or an internship program. I actually thought when I actually take over on my own, I will start up a program where I would take people who were going to college, failed out, have absolutely no hands-on skills with anything, and give them a paid internship.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. I mean,
what about people that didn't go to college at all? Why do we need the smart? Oh, yeah. Why do we need the people that decided they were going to go off to college rather than people who are?
Because I never went to college myself. I job hopped for a while, joined the army, and then came back to work for the family farm. But people don't. I don't believe you need an education to get ahead in life. So you just need.
Yeah, even, you know, ironically, you're talking about the tech industry, but even in the tech industry, like Google admits, they don't even want to hire people in college. They hire from outside of there. They're looking for the right brain, not the right piece of paper in your hand.
Mm.
Exactly. Gotta have the right brain, especially these people who've been hacking apart computers, tearing apart, building their own software. They don't need to go to college. They already have the information.
Sure. I think a lot of times that's very true. Mike, thank you very much for the call and your thoughts. I think there's something to be said there because the tech industry is really, I mean, we can talk about it more later in the show, but it's getting insane. And it's really, it's something that just, I don't see it as something that can sustain itself. And yeah, maybe there is a lack of people that have these, you know, more hard-edged skills.
So I have my own little farm. I don't know what to call it precisely. I don't know what you call it when you have a large garden and 5 pigs. That's what we're going to have this year.
Sure.
And I was doing the math with a friend on, you know, one of these pigs, and you guys have actually purchased them from me in the past, and the dollars and cents of this pork are just out of this world. It's $6 a pound for just, you know, all the different types of pork we produce and out of a pig. So the pig itself hanging weight is $6 a pound, of the ones I produce. The pork in the store isn't $6 a pound. I can't compete with a store bought pig.
Especially if you care about at least like the bare minimum of sustainable farming practices.
Right.
You know, like not feeding them just all corn and grains and not keeping them in a small space, getting them space to run around. And
that's my main concern is that there's lots of good food that goes to waste out there. And I don't want it to go to waste. So I feed it to the pigs and I want them to have a large area to sort of, you know, do their thing in. But honestly, if I was doing this on a mass scale where I wanted to make a living selling pigs, I'd have to have a lot of pigs in that area.
Yeah.
In order to make it make sense, because
and you'd have to cut your costs. right? And what you feed them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know you got some of the food because it was being thrown away.
Yeah, I get some waste food, there's no doubt, and many farmers supplement with waste food.
But there's not enough to keep it.
I don't have enough waste food to run even 12 animals.
Yeah, I mean, and I think some people might bring up the idea, it's like, well, you know, machinery is doing a lot of the hard work on the farm, and so you're going to need the tech people to fix those machines, etc. Of course, that's more of an engineering thing than it is a software tech or whatever.
Like a mechanic thing.
Yeah, mechanic.
But human also has to tell the machines what to do.
This is true, but also, I question in some areas where technology maybe doesn't have a place. Like, I mean, you listen to Joel Salatin talk about how his farm or how his dream farm would operate and things like that. And these things are totally, you know, they're beautifully sustainable. They have a nice circle of life to them, I'll say, you know. And yeah, people can feel their pie in the sky, whatever. He does it, and it works. And I think that, you know, the machine farm may be creating animals and food that we eat that may not be so healthy.
Yeah, what Joel does is he takes, he cycles the animals through to build what he calls, it's called permaculture, to build
right.
sort of soil. And
right.
so he'll do cows, and then he'll release the pigs in that area, and then he'll release the chickens in there. I think it's actually cows, chickens, pigs, or something like that. I don't know
sure.
exactly what his system is. He's going to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's going to be, I'm going to make sure that I see his
talks.
Yeah,
great speaker.
And you can go to porkfest.com if you want to get signed up for that. But, he has an interesting philosophy there. And then once you get the soil built up, you put some crops on it and then kind of rotate through, I guess. I don't know how it all works. I don't want to have cows. I don't want to have chickens.
Right.
So, for me, it's more of just a, farming for kicks kind of thing.
Right.
But everybody does it for their different reasons. Obviously, the
gentleman. Wait, Mark. You mean you're not going to bring down the state with your pigs?
No. I'm afraid it doesn't work.
I'm just making a joke because yeah. you always joke about that.
But I'm concerned. I mean, Stephanie, I think you could speak to this, where you have like cows, literally hundreds perhaps of cows just all lined up. They don't move at all. They don't, they're not free range. They don't go getting grass. And this is all technologically done. It allows for a farm to run on a very low workforce. But then these cows aren't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the meat.
Do they do that with cows? I know they do that with pigs and the birthing.
Especially with
birthing
dairy.
Cows.
With dairy cows, as I understand it, they'll have them hooked up to a pipe that milks the cat, that just sucks the milk out of them.
But then the dairy operations I've seen, and I'm not going to claim to know how it's done on a mass scale, but the dairy operations I've seen, they let them out mm-hmm. to go around and eat grass and then come back in. The place that we get our milk obviously might be a little different, but I've seen some large dairy operations, and yeah, the girls line up at the certain times a day.
Well, the worst ones you probably don't see.
I suppose.
Unless it's an expose or something. But apparently, that's what they say. They keep them confined, and they're not as happy as they could be.
If you know something about industrial farm practices that I don't, please call in at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. Or, of course, I seem to forget about this. Of course, that is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But I forget about the fact we also have Skype. You can contact us. LRN.FM is our Skype handle. We just have to, you know, accept your contact request if we haven't already. And then you can call in that way. And Skype sounds really great. Tonight, you, of course, you are joined by Brian.
And Stephanie.
And Mark.
And I do want you to check out, we actually have a caller on Skype right now, but before that, I want you to check out archives.freetalklive.com. You have access to theoretically countless amounts of hours.
Figuratively,
yeah, not theoretically, figuratively, amounts of countless hours of content that you can listen to get more Free Talk Live. Say you have, you know, you might be working on the farm and you got some time for some podcasts, you know, rock and roll. Put them on and you can hear Mark and Ian, and you can even, I've only been doing this for, I don't know, a year and a half, so you can't go too far back and hear me, but you can hear Stephanie quite a bit back.
Oh, I think if you go like 4 years back. I want to say I started in 2009 or 2010, maybe.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. So you can check that out, archives.freetalklive.com. It's all totally free, unlike everybody else that wants to charge you. It is free as in Free Talk Live. Let's go ahead and go to Skype with Aaron, who I think wants to talk about farming, actually. Aaron, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
How excellent. Are you guys tonight? Good.
I grew up, I've told you before, I grew up on a Mennonite farm. So we farmed about 600 acres, and then my uncle does a couple thousand with chickens.
Now, and the 600 acres, when people say a Mennonite farm, Mennonites can run the gamut from even more conservative than Amish to,
Well, even within families. So my grandpa was definitely more conservative than my dad, who's more conservative than I was. It's been getting progressively less conservative, I believe.
Did you have a tractor?
Yes, we definitely
had. Did it have rubber tires?
It had rubber tires.
All right.
Although my grandpa had to do the steel tire thing because there was rules about that when he was farming.
Gotcha.
Earlier. But
a lot of for those that don't know, that's the halfway point between having a tractor and not having a tractor in the Amish world, is that you can have a tractor, but you mayn't have those worldly rubber tires.
Yeah. Anyways, one quick thing I wanted to interject real quick is, Mark, that pork at $6 a pound is very valuable. However, I've known farmers that have actually been in the practice of running pigs after cows, where they're not tall enough to get into the feed bunk, and they just literally eat the crap that comes out the back of the cow.
Yeah.
And they feed on that stuff, and then people don't have any idea, and it's how they cut costs. They can get a little extra money out of the feed as it runs out the back of the cow onto the floor, and the pigs root through it and get the last bit of corn.
Wow, no, I've heard about this. I've seen a pig that was eating the side of a barn. It was so hungry, it literally started eating the side of a barn.
Well, sometimes they'll just do that anyway.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard that, like, you know, the whole, one of the genesises of the whole mad cow thing was,
that'd be genocide.
Maybe. One of the origins of the mad cow thing was that they used to grind up other animals. They would put, like, chicken poop and chicken feathers and, like, chicken bits that couldn't be used into the cow feed. And cows aren't meant to eat meat. They're total plantivores, you know. They're
herbivores.
Yeah. I'm having trouble with words, but you know what I mean.
No problem, PhD.
It's all right, Dr. Murphy.
You're just a biochemist. It's fine.
They started these agricultural practices that are just, I mean, like, people don't like to hear about them. And supposedly it was supposed to give the cows more protein, but really what it did was create a number of problems for them because they can't digest that stuff.
Right. And we actually, they use hog render and cow render back to feed to the cows. So they go to a butcher shop and they'd get the parts that they couldn't feed to people. They'd grind it back up and they'd put it in as a protein meal into the feed supply.
Yeah. Now, I have given my pigs certainly, you know, meat, and pigs will eat it happily. But
yep.
At some point or another, I've been offered, like, pepperoni and a variety of things. And I'm like, you know, I just can't feed pig to pig. I just can't do that. I don't, you know, it's a philosophical thing. Well, I'm just not willing to. So, I didn't really know what to do that. I just returned it.
Well, and one other thing that you mentioned was the amount of the dairy cows move. We keep ours pretty well. When I was younger, we let them out to pasture a lot because that was my grandpa's practice. Cows prefer grass. They should be grass-fed.
Mm.
But we ran into the problems of disease. So a lot of cows, when they go out to pasture, if they're kept in all winter and everything, and they go out to pasture and they just gorge themselves in this stuff, and they'll eat grass that's been crapped on and all this, and they get parasites and they get bacteria and stuff, and we don't want to feed a lot of antibiotics because we know that that can cause problems as well.
Sure.
Yeah.
So then you end up in this trade-off sometimes with these farms that want to feed cows more grass, but it's expensive. Hay is way more expensive than corn per ton per acre.
Mm.
And so then when you let them out, you run this thing where you get a disease. So there's trade-offs in that, too.
Wow. So what did you end up doing if the cows did get parasites?
Let it run its course. Or sometimes if it was really bad, you'd get the vet in. But
got to jump you, Aaron. Sorry about that.
Well,
it's just one of those
cows,
words.
They had the trots.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. But, I mean, I really can see what he's saying about that. Nobody really talks about that problem. Because
right.
Everybody's like, oh, grass-fed meat, it's the healthiest. But, yeah, it is possible that they're being exposed to more parasites, and hay is more expensive. I mean, but it kind of boggles the mind when you think about a large animal, such a big thing like a cow or a buffalo, that literally has to eat grass for all of its food to subsist. I mean, I've heard comparisons saying that's like a pro bodybuilder, you know, like a very muscular guy eating nothing but celery all day to try to sustain his body mass. He would have to just literally be eating it all day.
Yeah, he doesn't have his, but he's not a cow. Right?
Yeah, he's not a cow. And the cows have bacteria in their intestines that, will break down the grass and try to, and kind of like extract some calories from the the fiber, the indigestible fiber that's in the grass that a human might not be able to digest.
Indeed.
Let's go to the phone.
Are we going unscreened?
Okay. Yeah, we're going unscreened. We're running this hot. Caller, are you with us?
Yes.
What's on your mind?
Well, this is Jay Noon, and I just started listening a few minutes ago.
Well, excellent, Jay.
And you guys said call in if I know something that I know something about dairy farm.
Well, yeah, I want to know about sort of industrial farm practices, but I know that you are a hay expert.
Well, as you guys know, yes, I buy and sell grass in the form of hay, and I also go out to Colorado every fall. And
are you a Colorado grass dealer?
No, actually, no. I'd be a New England grass dealer. it's no fun. Why do it in Colorado? It's no fun, and nobody cares. Well, anyway, I actually go out there to work on a harvest crew to harvest corn. So my stepfather has a 1,200-head dairy out there, but right up the road there's a 4,000-head dairy. And with the one dairy that we did over 125,000 tons of corn silage for is being built for 5,000 milk cows.
That's a lot of cows.
Five. So when I said thousands, I thought I was being exaggerant, but I guess not.
Nope. And the guys that are building this dairy, they're related. I think they're cousins. And one guy's family owns a 4,000-head dairy somewhere around Governor, New York, which is somewhere around Watertown. And the other guy's family's dairy was like 4,000 head in somewhere around Ithaca, New York. And they just ran out of labor, ran out of land.
You can find it by the smell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, the big dairy operation is, even the state-of-the-art ones are absolutely just, like, gross.
What do you mean by that?
Are the cows getting out daily?
They're pretty much standing, you know, in Colorado, they're usually standing in dust. And then when it, like, last year when I was out there, it rained 14 inches. Last September, you guys remember all that flooding?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for months, you know, they were putting tremendous amount of bedding out. Actually, my stepfather's farm, he's actually done a really good job. He made a bunch of hills years ago on his. So, like, the cows had, like, could go and be dry, and he's got, like, a lot of shade and coverage.
So they got to move around at least.
Well, he's only got 1,000, and he's got a lot of acreage right around there. I don't know the amount of acreage, but they can move around.
Right.
Now, all the guys I buy hay from in New York, I think the biggest guy that I deal with that's still milking cows is milking 200 cows, and but it's between two different farms.
We'll have to hear more about this. Hold the line, Jay. We'll bring you back after the break. I mean, this is interesting. It sounds like really farming needs a human touch. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains Dukoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.